So
but
funny.
I also remember the time you didn't know you had an accent.
Yeah, most of yeah, it's really bad.
He thought
Sorry.
His accent. I remember he was
Wait,
telling
he like the regional the dialect.
He didn't know he had a hard read. You have probably the most Philly Delco area accent I've heard.
I
like,
thought
full on fucking.
Well, he's got Jersey.
Which is there a difference?
Very close, but yeah.
It
yeah.
started in Westchester, so it's there.
Oh, that'll calcify.
Bad.
Yeah.
Normal. And
ass. Bad.
So, and now
so
I work
bad.
I work in Delco, so everybody at the shop, I can't distinguish myself. When I first got there, I was like, damn, these guys have a thick accent, and now I can't
distinguish.
Yeah, that's,
you're in Clifton Heights. That's like the thick, like, Delco bro down in Clifton Heights.
Yeah, Wood's accent. Because like, we were making fun of Beezer's accent.
Yeah.
And Wood was jumping in, and I was like, what the fuck are you laughing at, dude?
I didn't know I had one. I asked a girlfriend, and I was like, oh, Six's is way worse than mine, right? She's like, no,
yours is so bad.
Like, I can't go get an office job now. It's done. I'd have to, like, learn how to speak again.
No, there's Delcos who get their way in office, but those being in a cubicle, like, yo, dude.
I don't know, dude. I called her every
time.
Dude,
printer's jammed again. I don't know how to use it.
Where's the ink at, dude? Yeah.
You got any more ink? Mine's so bad in my ass. The fax is jamming on my ass again.
I hear Wood, myself doing it and I can't control
Wood,
it.
We were playing NHL and Wood got a phone call and just answered it. And he was like, hello. We've literally been doing that ever since. Just hello. Hello. It's the weirdest fucking voice, dude.
Yo, I'll never, the funniest thing at the house, I'll never forget this. We're all sitting there playing video games. And I remember it was like some chick was supposed to come over or something.
Oh,
I don't remember. I might have had food poisoning.
Two different chicks. Wood had the fucking, he had the feelers out. He was getting pussy.
You were like, you had two different chicks that were supposed to come over. You're like, first one that calls me comes over.
You're like, oh no, I got a couple of chicks probably coming over here.
We're sitting playing, like, yeah, whatever. And as we're playing, they both slowly canceled.
Like, whoever gets the phone call first gets daddy's dick.
I'm such a fucking idiot.
No, this is great.
No, so then I remember, like, I totally forgot about it. And after like 2 hours, Shane's like, dude, where are these girls? And you're like,
of course I didn't forget. I'm such like, a fucking cocksucker.
Oh, yeah, they gotta go to work in the morning, and I don't know.
Dude, so we would play NHL. We would play NHL, and it was always me and Matt versus Wood and Six, and Beezer and Wood. I'm really good at NHL.
I'm horrible.
And Matt's bad, but I could, you know.
Matt's not bad, but he knows how to play his role.
Yeah. Exactly,
he understands his skill set, and he facilitates.
He knows I'm going to fucking feed him the puck, dude.
Exactly,
he knows there's going to be some one-timers. And especially what made it better was having him be the one to score on you guys. Like, to be like, damn.
So look how diabolical this is.
Yeah.
Like,
I was
this
good
is all strategy to make us lose our fucking minds.
I was good enough to make Matt be the one who won for us. So I could be like, fuck yeah, Matt's so good.
Oh, God.
So we'd be playing, and their team was so fragile. The Beezer and Wood would turn on each other so easy. Like, all you had to do was be like, which one of you guys is red? Like, who's got the red icon? They're fucking this up for you guys. And then whoever it would be like, whoever was not red would be like, I know! You fucking suck, dude. Give me the fucking puck.
You ran this play a number of times. You would always pick Sixes on purpose because Six would quietly be like, yeah, it's me, dude. Shut the fuck up. But then that would let me clue in because then I would stir because I was better than Six. I was like, no, you're as good as you. So I'll load it up, dude. I'll probably win.
I think there was another time where
Red can't score.
Red can't score.
And then
Red can't score.
Like, Red can't score. Red can't. And all right, dude, shut the fuck off.
There was also one where I think it was you versus Six, where I played you from the couch.
Maybe.
Remember that? You
thought you were playing Six.
He was playing, so Six was standing there with the, they were both sitting right in front of the TV, and I was on the couch,
this.
I was on the couch behind him playing as Six. He just had a controller that was off.
Oh.
And he lost like 4-1, and you were like, what the fuck?
Dude, that's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
We were fucking friends.
That was so funny. Because you were talking shit. You were like, I'll fucking kill him, dude.
So funny.
I was doing like spin moves and deeks and shit. Oh, you're like, oh, God. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, you been fucking playing?
Where the fuck is this when we're on the same team, dude?
Red can't score.
Red can't score is, oh my God.
Dude, the best was that, like, because I was like probably the second best or close. I got close to beating you.
Yeah, we had some good games. Right? I think you did beat me.
I did beat you eventually, but what was funny about that, when I did beat you, I was just, there was nothing. It was like I was beaten down so bad that even like a little bit of hope, I was just like, this is fine. And like, when I was standing, I was totally broken.
There'd be games that were like 12-1.
That's what I'm gonna tell. Yeah. That's what I was gonna fucking say. Is that one game where I was like, I'll play it, and like, you would turn it on the third period. You would let us play, and then you would fucking hunker down and like have a deep exhale. And I was like, oh, here it comes.
So fucking lame. I would get serious and like. Like lean forward in the chair.
But like, oh. I would get nervous from it. I was like, that horn's coming, dude. Because when you score in NHL, it's like, fucking, it's awful. So you played hard the whole game, and you fucking rolled me 12-1. And then at the very end of it, I had gone through the ups and downs of like, I'm trying, I'm giving up, I'm trying to laugh with you about how bad I am, I'm trying again. I'm giving up again. And it was the end, it was the last minute counting down, and like, you picked a fight with my goalie, and I hit the triangle to fucking accept it by accident, and then you beat the fucking shit out of my goalie, and you rolled me 12-1, and then like, it was Patrick Waugh from the Avalanche. Yeah, I still remember.
Amazing.
I gave up fighting, like, after the first couple of
Wood was so, like, the way you would commentate on the games was so funny. Like, I would start to score, and he'd be like, don't laugh at him. Don't laugh. Like, he's trying. Skate to the other.
He's on your team. Come on.
I would lay someone out. He'd be like, oh.
You're talking to my team, trying to conjure who to beat you.
Oh, fuck. Those were so, dude, getting you two to turn on each other was, like, my favorite fucking thing.
Some of the hardest laughs.
And then, like, it would always be like, yeah, we don't care, dude. We're not mad. We're not mad. And me and Matt would be able to just be like, woo, yeah, dude, we're the best, dude. I'd be like, yo, I fucking love you, dude. Like, it would be so annoying.
Dude, the games where Brittany came down every now and then were brutal. They were like, because she knew what was happening, and she's funny enough to be like, nice, here we go. Yeah, and so she would jump in.
Like, come on, baby.
And when you'd score, it'd be the fucking horn, and then you hear, like, woo!
Yeah.
Or she like, we're the Blackhawks. Too,
we're the Blackhawks.
Oh my God, dude. Oh my God.
And that's another dick move to be the fucking Blackhawks.
I know.
Be the fucking Patty Kane out there dangling.
But we were so worked up. We were like, we'll beat them with the Blackhawks. It doesn't matter. We believe in ourselves.
Oh man, fun times. Good stuff.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, the weekend was nice.
Oh yeah, you had a whole booked weekend.
A whole weekend at Helium. That was fun. And then the birds, dude. How do you feel about your birds?
Oh, my dude. I had been
the birds.
I have been bedridden with Eagles fever, dude.
You couldn't get up. I couldn't. The whole city's infested with Eagles fever.
I couldn't move, dude.
Birds.
I actually worked. I worked the day after for my cousin for a little bit, and I went to a warehouse, and like, it was funny watching the after effects of like hangovers in action, because like, there's these three dudes trying to load just a simple crate onto a truck, and they're all arguing. The crate fell over twice.
Oh, man.
They'd be like, get the fuck, you fucking... They're just sleep-deprived and drunk from the night before. I thought everyone would be in good spirits.
I mean...
The metal shop was fucked up, man. Everyone in there was... The kid on the thing, like, fucking was, like, crashing into shit. He was having a tough time on the forklift. There's some, like, imagine. Mexican dude was like, get off the forklift, dickhead. It was so fucking funny.
I can't imagine what's going to happen if they win this.
Dude, it's going to be...
If they win the Super Bowl.
It's going to be dogs with bombs strapped to their back.
It'll be monkeys.
It's going to be Damascus, dude. We're going to get fucking chlorine dropped on us.
ISIS could start, dude. We should start ISIS in this revolution.
We should. It will. It'll be like, it'll be like Arab Springs.
Yeah.
Just have a bunch of fucking white trash out there like,
Sniper will start opening fire. We'll be like, holy shit, dude.
Dude, I was here when the Phillies won.
Governments are
attacking. When the Phillies won, they had full SWAT. They had a school bus pull up, SWAT guys, like, swinging batons, like, get the fuck out. And no one even cared about the Phillies.
No one gives a fuck about baseball.
I saw a car get flipped. I saw the Toomey luggage store get the window broken. I was involved in a slight looting operation in a deli. Everyone was in a deli, and we're waiting. We were in a deli buying beer, and then the line was so long, everyone was like, fuck it. And we just started chugging beers in this deli, and everyone just got fucking hammered in there. And then we walked outside and pissed against a wall, and some guy got too close to us, and my brother called him a bird watcher, and everyone started throwing shit at him.
Called him a bird watcher.
Dude, like, everyone was pissing in the alley, and they all looked at this guy, and like, get the fuck out of here, you fucking bird watcher. It was sick.
Dude, the stories of, like, Viking fans coming to Philly.
Oh, my God.
So funny.
Did anyone get beat up real bad?
I mean, I saw videos of people getting, like, full beers.
I saw, I heard the beers like getting chucked.
There was also this video of, this is how shitty fucking Philly is. The local news station sent a reporter to Minnesota to just talk shit.
Dude.
Just he flew to Minnesota.
And he was talking shit to
people.
He was
just out there just like, what do you think of the game, huh? And they found an ice fisherman. He's just in an ice shack. Yeah. And he's like, oh, you know, Minnesota's got a tough D, you know. And I think it'll be a real good game, you know. And they had a you know counter on the bottom of the screen.
Oh, my God.
And the Philly guy's like, yeah, you talk funny, you asshole. And it's just like, dude.
I saw the one guy get kind of shitty. Like the Minnesota guy was like kind of hip to what he was doing. And was like, oh, what's your problem, buddy? What's wrong with you? And the guy, yeah. It was so fucking funny.
It was Minnesota.
That's hilarious to fly someone to talk shit to Minnesota. To
fly a news reporter out.
I stand behind throwing a beer at a Vikings fan. Sure. I wouldn't do it, but the fact, it's like.
You show up in a jersey.
What kind of weird person does that? I've always wondered that.
What are you trying to prove here?
Like, what kind of sick fucking twisted person are you to be like, I'm going to wear the other team. It's like,
I'm going to wear a fucking Vikings jersey to the NFC championship.
Why? That's like literally, that's a dumb idea.
This Super Bowl is going to be nuts.
I'm not going to victim blame. I said that Vikings guy was asking for an ice cold Bud Light getting tossed at his back. True. Dude, did you ever get a beer thrown at you?
No.
Fucking hurts.
Yeah, probably.
It fucking hurts.
I bet.
It's not fucking good.
Yeah, I mean.
It's like getting a little, getting like a rock thrown at you.
Yeah, it would fucking hurt.
And it hits you, it goes.
Yeah, that and you ever see those dudes at what the fuck is the horse race in Baltimore? It's not Pimlico. It's
I know what you're talking. I have no
Preakness.
Thing. Preakness, yeah.
You ever see them do the races on porta potties?
No.
So like you get up and the infield at all these horse races, the middle is just packed with just the drunkest, craziest party. And these dudes try to race the length of the porta potties. So you get on top and run across the roofs, and everyone throws beers at them.
How long are the porta potties?
Long, dude. There's like 30 of them.
And they run on top
they
of all of them.
They run on top and try to reach it to the end.
Jesus
dude, people get
Christ.
Cracked in the head with beers and like die.
That's funny. That's wonderful.
Yeah, although there was that kid from Philly that threw up on that girl. You remember that?
That was pretty shitty, yeah.
That was real dog shit.
That was shitty.
But it's also, dude, don't go to the fucking game.
Yeah, dude, stay out of the Coliseum,
and don't wear that fucking jersey if you're going.
That's true. And the guy was thrown up anyway, so he was like, well.
He gagged himself.
Oh, that's horrible.
There was a guy that was like, hey, could you keep it down? And he gagged himself and threw up on the guy's kid.
Oh, you're right. Oh, my God.
It's also this great fucking, this kid punching a police horse and getting fucking beat up by the cops on the horses. And like, it looks like a Renaissance painting. It's so fucking sick.
Oh, my God.
There's just this guy, like, without his shirt getting attacked by two cops on horses. It's awesome.
They're just rearing up on him.
Yeah, it's really beautiful
picture. I mean, dude, it's, I don't know. I mean, people, I don't really take offense. People are like, Eagles fans are the worst. To me, I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, they
like,
are.
Like, when they called, there
I
was
hate them. I went down to games this year. I was like, dude, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
This is all the shittiest people.
I haven't been to one.
Just getting, you haven't?
I haven't been to an Eagles game, dude. I think, in like fucking 7 years.
Dude, I went down there and got a little fucked up, and it was like.
It was tough.
It's like, I just want to go home, man. This is.
Well, it's funny. I went to more losers. Baltimore Ravens games. I used to mow a lady's lawn. She used to give us her Baltimore Ravens tickets, and everyone, like, they would drop passes, and everyone there was like, next time, you'll get them. And I was looking around like, what the fuck? What the fuck? He dropped the pass. He's gay, dude.
Why didn't anyone yell the N-word? What the fuck?
Yeah, it was. I thought at least, I'm like, yeah, like, after that game was over, I'm like, man, it's been a while. Maybe everyone will be a little bit more calmed down and more civil. And it's like, nope.
No, that's. I mean, regular season, you could pull it off. Like, we went to that Niners game.
It's too exciting, dude.
We went to the Niners-Eagles game late in the season, or mid-season. And we went with Soder, who was a 49ers fan.
Yeah.
And, like, the week leading up to it, he was like, I'm going to wear a jersey. Yeah. We're like, yeah, maybe don't. Yeah. Maybe don't fucking do that. We don't want to have to fight. Yeah. And I think he wore like a Niners hat, but it was raining. Yeah. Everyone was wearing ponchos. No one gave a fuck.
Off,
and it was the 49ers. They sucked.
Yeah.
But if it was like a Cowboys game or a playoff game, it's like, definitely don't go.
Yeah,
if you stand up and cheer, these people around you are drunk, fucking pain pill addicted fucking carpenters.
And they're fucking mad.
Yeah.
They're really fucking mad. They're like emotionally distraught. And then you're being like, Yes. And
here's the one thing the only thing that's good in your life is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep.
And I'm going to come in here with a Vikings jersey and be like, oh, told you so.
Ugh.
How about the Vikings? Skull Vikings, huh? It's just like, dude. Yeah, I'll fucking kill you, dude.
Exactly, dude. Some guys, and that's actually a side effect of opiate abuse, is like anger outbursts.
Well, that's
so you get a guy drunk. Yeah, exactly. Drunk, all perked up, and like they're getting like double perk vision, and they're just looking around, and they see that purple blob, and they're like, fuck him. This is a source of my problems.
It is.
Get an ice cold fucking.
You get a Coors Light to the back of the head, your wife's head.
your wife sustains a fucking silver bullet to the back of the dome, dude.
Like a white trash werewolf.
Imagine the fucking never-ending cascade of shit. You're under the game. Your wife's like, can you please take off the Viking stuff? And you're like, babe, I'm not going to let them tell me what to do. And she takes 12 cold activated ounces to the back of the head. The cans is fucking blue, dude. And just hits her right in the head.
Oh, like a Tron bike, dude. Just a blue laser going through the air. Right to the back of your wife's head.
And she sustains a concussion.
Oh, my God.
And you always, I'd be sick if she's like, what happened? You're like, you fell. That's great. I don't know what happened.
You were talking shit.
You said go Vikings. I don't know.
Yeah, that's, you got to know. Everybody said these guys are pieces of shit. Don't go in there wearing that fucking jersey.
True that. I'm not going to I'm not going to go into Dubai and like, wear a fucking dress.
Yeah, you're not going like, to dress bro. Like a fucking, like you're selling insurance on the highway wearing a fucking Statue of Liberty outfit. Yeah, you're not going to go to fucking ISIS like, woo, number one, dude.
This is not a good idea.
Dude.
What's been going on?
I found a new hobby.
What?
It's checking the Upper Allen, where I'm from, the Upper Allen Police Township.
Uh-huh.
They release the arrest records every day, which is kind of fucked up. So, like, if you get arrested, let's say you got a DUI.
Okay.
Before it's even proven that you're guilty, your face is up on the website, and it's Matt McCusker was arrested for DUI. And your mugshot's up.
Like, say you just took a bad medication.
The police report is so fucking funny.
When they talk
shit. The Mechanicsburg police report, if you go through it, first off, it's the same fucking kid every week.
Really?
There's one kid, Shane. Killers? His name's Shane. No, his name is, it's like Shane Royce.
You just get a DUI every weekend when you go home and
he's
talk
been getting
about
terroristic
it.
Threats. He keeps really? Getting arrested for saying he's going to choke his girlfriend for the last like 6 months. It's so funny. There's a Mechanicsburg Most Wanted. It's all people that got like DUIs and left town. It's so funny.
Dude.
You got to see their faces too. They're all methed out. Every single person that gets arrested in Mechanicsburg is methed out or black. And there's no black people in Mechanicsburg. If you're black in Mechanicsburg, you are ending up on that fucking police website.
They're going to get you?
They're going to get you for something.
Think they're going around looking for suspicious characters?
It's like, we smelled weed in his car, so we arrested him.
Locked him down.
For sure.
Holy shit.
Anyway, it's a good website. You should check it out. Go to Upper Allen Township.
And they're just busting people.
Yeah.
Anything juicy?
Other than this one kid that keeps getting arrested, which is really funny because it's like 5 arrests every month.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's not enough people to fill it up. So like if you just click older pages, it's just the same kid, but like with different haircuts,
different so facial. Funny, dude.
It's so funny.
They should frame him for murder.
They're going to, dude.
They definitely will.
He's the fucking...
He's Avery.
He is Avery. He's the fucking Avery of our town. I don't know what the fuck he's still doing in Mechanicsburg. They arrest him every 3 fucking days.
He's fucking bitch girlfriend.
He needs to choke her.
He needs to fucking be about it.
He needs to stop fucking doing these terroristic threats.
He's probably
threats.
On Facebook in all caps like, I'm gonna fucking choke you, yep. Fuck you.
And then somebody from the Upper Allen Police Department comes over and is like, Shane.
Well, it's probably one of his like...
Come on.
It's like his... He probably gets into like a white trash legal battle
for sure.
Where they start like threatening each other with like legal terms neither of them understand. Like, that's terrorism. That's technically terrorism.
The guy keeps getting arrested for terrorism. He's constantly arrested.
The chief is like, that is terrorism.
Technically, that's terrorism.
You can't say you're going to choke someone or else you're a terrorist.
They got the police department bought like bulletproof glass for all their windows in their township building.
Why?
My dad was so angry about it.
Yeah, what the fuck? That's super expensive.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They have like a tank. They have like a huge SWAT vehicle. They have one of those.
Oh my God.
They were militarized, dude.
And they got militarized.
They're using all their resources to stop this kid from Facebook. From Facebook posting like, I'm going to choke my bitch girlfriend.
They just fucking drive their, they just take his cell phone and run over his cricket mobile with their tank.
Hell yeah, boys.
We did it. We did it again.
Yeah, that's what I was up to.
Nothing makes a woman's ass better than yoga.
No.
It just like...
Those yoga pants. God bless.
God damn it, dude.
God bless.
Dude, my friend went to yoga on Saturday, and he said the teacher had like a horrible Delco accent.
Oh my god!
He said like he didn't realize he was like, you know, she walked in, you know, whatever. And right away you start with like you go like om and do that. It's like all right, 3 ohms, and he was like, oh god, down in the Shavasana, Chaturanga.
Yeah, make sure you drink a lot of water.
All right, get into downward dog, up dog,
downward dog,
om.
Oh man, it's really funny.
It's we're deer feeding our spirits or some gay shit like that.
She's probably wearing cargo pants, dude. Yeah. She's probably wearing a fucking McNabb jersey.
She's wearing South Pole sweats.
Oh man.
All right, I'm gonna take a break and smoke a blunt. I'll be back. Oh fuck.
I forget how shitty Central PA is.
Yeah.
Like I really do. Like from living here, and then you go home, and it's like, oh my god.
Yeah.
They really are fucking complete dickheads.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny, man. But, you know.
And like, rural crowds like that, they don't know how to act in a club at all.
No, not one.
There's no way they go see live performance. Like, in the city, people know usually to shut the fuck up.
Dude, just saying performance is gay. It's like, don't call it a performance.
Yeah. Dude, my friends call me gay for things that I have no idea. Like, I get made fun of for drinking iced coffee.
Yeah. Did I not ever talk about this? How, like, my dad and his brothers, I'd work with them. So I'd go out and get coffees for all the laborers, and then, like, I'd bring them back, and if they smelled, like, French vanilla cream or, like, hazelnut, they would stop and be like, who the fuck has French vanilla? It's making me sick. Dump that shit out. They would get offended that, like, they weren't drinking just cream in their coffee.
Oh, man.
The fact that they had, a sweetener or a flavor, they were like, what the fuck? And they would get really angry.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately pissed.
My friends made fun of me for a while because there was a coffee shop across from my house, and I used to go to it.
And you went to a coffee shop, so you're gay?
And they were like, what are you doing? And they kept calling it the C shop. They're like, yo, Gilly, you're probably chilling at the C shop. I'd be like, shut the fuck. They've been making fun of me for like 4 years now. Like, nonstop. Funny, every day I get a text, like, just a picture of a coffee shop. I didn't know coffee shops were that gay. I mean, I get it if I was in there with, like, a MacBook writing poetry. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's
but, like,
it's
also, I was just getting a coffee to go.
And, yeah, a lot of times the coffee's really good at those places. But it is funny. You'd be like, oh, yeah, you're foo-foo. It's like, all right, man.
You're at the C shop.
I go to Dunkin' Donuts, I guess. That's different somehow. You're getting E. coli. Stay the fuck out of Chipotle. How about that?
Fuck yeah, baby.
Yeah, I'm back, dude. I was fucking sullen for 2 days. I don't know. I think mentally, I get hungover for
sullen,
like,
huh?
Oh yeah, baby.
I think you got that one right.
Of course I did. That's an easy one. As I spill water on my chin.
Water. Spill water all over the place.
That's how I talk, dude.
That's the only fucking Philly accent you have.
Yeah, water. I say water. Kindergarten.
Kindergarten?
No, I don't. I wish I did. Jesus Christ. Oh, my dad says kindergarten Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, I was going to say Monday, Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday. I don't say that. Yeah, I just say, if I say water, I feel fucking weird.
On Monday, the kids at kindergarten were playing Super Mario. I had to come in there and give them a bunch of water.
Give them a little water.
Yeah, it is a really ugly accent.
Water, dude. Water.
Water.
I always picture like surfers from California being like, get in the water.
No, it's just water. Ugh. Can I get a glass of water? Ugh. Dude, fucking water.
Water, dude. That's how you call it. How do you say, like, crowns? You say crayon?
Oh, I always say crayons. C-R-A-N-S. Yeah, that's on me. That's not like an accent thing. That's just me. I can't say crayon.
You call them crowns, dude.
Crowns? Well, that's way worse. I just say crayon.
Crayon?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's kind of weird, too.
My accent, I have, I'll say hem.
You start getting that, like,
Yeah, it's almost like a weird Midwestern. Like,
yeah, and they ask, like, questions. Like, yeah. Are you going there?
Yeah, that's how I
What's going on, like, dude?
Are you going outside?
Yeah.
Like, I'll see you walking outside and be like, you going outside?
Yeah, it is. That's
always.
Western PA thing.
It's like a fucking Irish accent. It's like, I gotta go home.
Yeah, dude, it is.
I'm going home.
It's, I don't know, yeah, kind of
you going
of
outside?
It always reminds me of a gnome. People are like, well, you're going outside, dude. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Kind of Canadian, really.
Yeah, it's true.
It's north.
Yeah.
You are northern PA. It's close to Canada.
I am fucking Nordic. Viking-esque.
Hell yeah.